Yeah, first of all the signs here are indicating. You remember I stayed down here, I live in Kampala here, and all the signs here are indicating and that definitely he's going to be arrested. We've had a few government leaders, especially Minister of Defense. We've had a few people, for the IGP of police, they're all saying that he has got to come in and he's going to be arrested. Now, last Friday, when he was supposed to jet into the country, there was heavy deployment of security personnel right from the city, Kampala, up to Entebbe Airport, which is approximately 21 miles from Kampala. And at each juncture, there were armored vehicles, the police foot patrol, and the airport itself. And even then, I was told that one of the generals in the army was at the airport. That is a very great indication that actually he was supposed to be arrested, because a general has got to be arrested by a general. And you see, in this country, we have only 5 generals in the army, the president inclusive and a few others. So now the presence of that general at the airport, that time when he was supposed to come in, was clearly a very, very, very big indication that he was supposed to be arrested.
We had reports that he has postponed his return trip. Why did he postpone his return trip?
Yeah, when I talked to him, he informed me that he had unfinished business in the UK, last one. He told me he had to meet a few people in the UK, last two. And then also when we realized that there were all signs that he was supposed to be arrested, we wanted some ample time to prepare as his legal team. He wanted me to co-opt some other lawyers in order for us to prepare his defense, such that when he comes in the country, as soon as possible, we go to the courts of law and we ensure that he is released from custody.
Some government officials say there is an ongoing investigation going on based on the alleged plot and his release of information that could destabilize the country by creating chaos. Others are saying that he's being politically witch hunted. What is your view about the current situation on the ground?
You see, first of all, I personally don't believe that he was not supposed to make that communication. Now, when you look today I've been at his offices. The offices have been searched by the police, and I participated in the search as his lawyer to see what is going on and to ensure that what is going on is actually done in accordance with the law. Now, the search warrant which was brought from court was actually saying that there is a letter which leaked in the press. Actually, it's the Monitor newspaper. I don't remember the exact date. But in that letter, the general was writing to the head of the intelligence services called ISO here. It's called Kanobalia, telling him to investigate some allegations. Now, as his lawyer, I don't see anything wrong with him calling for an investigation. Now, that investigation could have found out the truth or otherwise of the allegations in the letter. I don't see that is wrong. And I do believe that. You see, the problem here is that we have a general who is heading intelligence organization, one of the intelligence organizations being a civilian organization. So the general governed by the UPDF Act, Uganda People's Defense Forces Act, and at the same time, he is also governed by the Security Organizations Act. So, you see, I believe it was within his mandate to write that letter. And when I talked to him, he said he did not leak that letter to the press. The letter was leaked to the press last week, yet he had written it approximately, I think, 2 weeks back. Why didn't it leak then?
We also hear some of his aides have been arrested and yet to be released. Are you working on the case as well?
Yeah, we've been in court this morning. Immediately, those aides of his were arrested on Sunday, the other week. And he instructed us from London to go to court and have their release. We filed in court, in the High Court of Uganda, an application for a writ of habeas corpus, which application was fixed for today. This morning, we appeared in the High Court, and the judge heard our application. But by the time we filed that application, these people had been kept in custody at a place called Special Investigations Unit, Chireka. Now, when we filed this application, they changed them to another place called the Chieftaincy of Military Intelligence, and these are civilian operatives in his office. And the Chieftaincy of Military Intelligence is a military institution. They were remanded to Chigo Prison. They were taken to some sort of a court in the CMY, Chieftaincy of Military Intelligence. They were charged and remanded in a prison called Chigo Prison. Now, we are challenging that because in our laws here, you cannot have civilian operatives taken to a field court, an army field court. So today we have presented our case and we have a number of precedents from the Supreme Court. So we are optimistic that they will be released.